我们每个人都是不完美的。
We are very much proud of our eyes. Can you show me?
我们对自己的眼睛感到很自豪。我们常说，你能不能给我看？
So what qualification your eyes have got that you can see?
你的眼睛有什么资格？你能够看到什么？
He does not think that I have no qualification, still I want to see.
但是他不会这么想，他不会想我没有资格，他依然想我就是要看。
These eyes are dependent on so many conditions.
我们这双眼睛要依赖许许多多的条件。
Now there is electricity, you can see.
现在有电，你能看到。
That's why there is electricity off, you cannot see.
电一停你就看不到了。
And what is the value of your eyes?
那你的眼睛还有什么价值呢？
You cannot see what is going on beyond this wall.
你都无法看到这堵墙后面进行着什么。
Don't believe your so-called senses as the source of knowledge.
所以不要相信你所谓的感官。不要把这作为获取知识的源泉，获取知识的源头，不要这样。
No. The source of knowledge should be by hearing. That is called Shruti.
知识应该源于聆听，就被称为 Shruti.
Therefore, Veda's name is Shruti. Shruti Pramana.
因此 Vedas 韦达经的名字是 Shruti Shruti Pramana Shruti Pramana 意思是聆听是证据
Just like a child or a boy wants to know who is his father so what is the evidenceThe evidence is Shruti, hearing from the mother.
就比如一个小孩，一个男孩想知道他父亲是谁，那么证据是什么呢？证据就是 Shruti, 是从母亲那里聆听。
Mother says, he is your father.
母亲会说，他是你的父亲。
He hears, she does not see how he became his father.
他可以听，但他无法看到这个人是如何成为他的父亲的。
Because before his body was constructed, the father was there. How could he see?
因为在他的躯体形成之前，他的父亲就已经存在了，所以他怎么能够看到这个人是如何成为他的父亲的呢
？So by seeing.You cannot ascertain who is your father.
所以通过看你是无法确认谁是你的父亲的。
You have to hear from the authority. The mother is the authority.
你得从权威处聆听，母亲是权威。
Therefore, Shruti Pramana, the evidence is hearing.
因此 ,Shruti Pramana,证据就是聆听，而不是查看。
Don't by seeing. Seeing our imperfect eyes, there are so many obstacles.
通过我们不完美的眼睛去看，会遇到很多的障碍。
Similarly, by direct perception, you cannot have the truth.
同样的，通过直接的感知，你是无法获得真理的。
Direct personal speculation. Dr. Fromm.
直接的感知就是思辨，就像青蛙博士。
Dr. Fogg is speculating what is Atlantic Ocean.
青蛙博士在思辨，在琢磨到底大西洋是什么样子的。
He's in the well, 3 feet well, and some friend informed me, "Oh, I see past water."
青蛙博士住在3英尺深的井底，他的一位朋友告诉他说：“我见到了一片汪洋的水域，一片浩瀚的水域。”
What is that past water? Atlantic Ocean.
他就问那片浩瀚的水域是什么，他的朋友就回答说是大西洋。
How big is this? Very, very big.
他有多大，他朋友回答非常非常大。
So the doctor Fogg is thinking maybe 4 feet.
所以青蛙博士就想那或许4英尺。
This well is 3 feet. It may be 4 feet. All right, 5 feet.
因为他的他所住的井只有3英尺，所以他想这个浩瀚的水域应该有4英尺，或者5英尺。
Come on, 10 feet.
那好吧，10英尺。
So in this way speculating, the frog Dr. Frog will understand Atlantic Ocean.
所以就这样思辨下去的话。青蛙博士怎么可能理解大西洋或者太平洋呢？
Or Pacific Ocean. Can you estimate the length and breadth of the Atlantic Pacific Ocean by speculation?
你通过思辨能够估计，能够预测大西洋或者太平洋的长和宽吗？
So by speculation you cannot have. Let's speculate.So many years about this universe. How many stars are there? What is the length and breadth? Where is the no?
所以通过思辨你是无法了解真相的。他们已经思辨了那么多年了，思辨有关这个宇宙，这个宇宙当中有多少星星，这个宇宙有多长多宽，这个宇宙到底在哪儿等等。
Nobody knows anything. Even on the material world.
但是还是。没有人了解关于这个宇宙的真相，连这个物质世界都无法了解。
And what to speak of the spiritual world?
更何况灵性世界呢？
That is beyond, far beyond.
灵性世界是远远超越于我们的感官的。
There is another nature.
在《博伽梵歌》第8章20世界当中说 ，Parastasma tu bhavo nyo vyakto vyakta sanatana。但还有另一永恒的、未展示的自然，超越这个展示和不展示的物质自然。
This nature, what you see, the sky, around dome.
这个自然，你所看到的天空是一个圆的穹顶。
That above that there are layers of five elements. Again, this is the covering.
在这个天空，穹顶之上还有层层的覆盖。
Just like you have seen the coconut.
就像你所看到的椰子。
There is hard covering.
椰子有一个硬壳。
And within the covering, there is water.
壳里面是椰子水。
Similarly, within this covering, and outside the covering, there are 5 layers, thousand times, bigger than the one another.
这个覆盖，这个宇宙覆盖之外，又有5层覆盖，每一层都比前一层要大1000多倍，几千倍。
Water layer, air layer, fire layer. So you have to penetrate all these layers.
有水层、大气层、火层，你必须得穿透所有的这些覆盖层。
Then you get the spiritual world.
这样你才能够到达灵性世界。
All these universes, unlimited number.
所有这些宇宙，它们的数量是无限的 ，koti。
Koti, jasaprabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means the universe.
Jagadanda 的意思是宇宙。
Koti, many millions clustered together.
Koti 的意思就是几百万个、几千万个堆在一起。
That is material world.
这就是物质世界。
And beyond that material world, there is spiritual world. And the sky, that is also sky.
在这个物质世界之外是另外一个世界，灵性世界，是另外一个天穹，那也是天穹。
It is called Parabrahma.
那被称为 Paramvima.
So, by your sense perception, you cannot estimate even what is there in the moon planet or sun planet this way, within this universe.
所以通过你的思辨，你甚至无法了解在这个宇宙的月球和太阳星球上发生着什么。
How you can understand the spiritual world by speculation?This is foolishness.
所以你怎么可能通过思辨理解灵性世界呢？这是愚蠢。
That Shastra says, Achinta Khalidi Baba, Natastarki no Jujai. Achinta, which is inconceivable, beyond your sense perception. Don't try to argue and understand it and speculate.
所以经典当中有个词叫做 achintya， 它是不可思议的，是超越你的感官感知的，所以不要尝试去争辩，不要尝试去思辨，也不要尝试用你的感官去了解。
It is foolishness. It is not possible.
这是愚蠢，这是不可能的。
Therefore we have to go to the guru.
所以我们得去找孤路，找灵性导师。
Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacche samitani sutriyam brahmanishtham. This is the process.
这才是获取知识的程序。
Hare Hare, Hare Rama